Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we enjoy the company of Garrett Snow. He graduated from HBU in 2016 with his bachelor's degree, and then he completed his master's degree in urban ministry in 2018 at Grand Canyon University. Garrett is now serving in his fourth year on staff at HBU as a success coach for the TRIO Student Support Services Program. Garrett meets with students from underrepresented backgrounds, and he helps empower them to pursue success holistically through academic, professional, spiritual, and personal goal setting. Garrett, I can't think of a more fulfilling job. What is it like?
I think you've nailed it right there. It is such a satisfying role to get to step inside a very brief moment of a student's life while they're here at HBU and just kind of see where they are and where they want to go. And I tell the students very often, it's like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But working with these students, a lot of times it feels like I show up to the water and they've already filled up their bucket and they're ready to go. So then I get the privilege of making sure that not an ounce of that energy is wasted. So it's exhausting in the most beautiful of ways, you know?
Sure. I've seen the retention numbers, and HBU's retention numbers are very strong. And I've got to believe that TRIO Success Services plays a large role in that. Can you just elaborate for us?
Absolutely. And I would agree. I think that TRIO has such a great opportunity to serve in an area where underrepresented students who may have financial need or documented disabilities, or maybe they're first generation students and their parents didn't really know how to help them with the collegiate process. So getting to work with students and helping them see what it takes to stay at a university and complete their graduation and graduate within those 4 years, that's such a great role that we get to have. And we work in tandem in collaboration with so many other departments on campus as well. So we can never say that we're doing it alone, but TRIO is such a really great cog in this wheel of higher education.
Now, give us your story. I'm interested to know from your own heart and life how that you understand some of the challenges that students face.
Absolutely. And there's a bit of an imposter syndrome that comes there because I'm not a first generation college student. Mm-hmm. And so when I graduated from Houston Baptist University, I lived as a missionary for about a year while I was pursuing my master's. And now I lived in Houston as a local missionary, but I lived in a low income, high drug, high gang affiliation with a really low educational rating in that neighborhood. And my role was to build community with my neighbors and just assess where and how the gospel can meet this community where they're at. And it was there that my heart was truly broken for the way that education makes such a difference in our students' lives. And so when the opportunity to join a program such as TRIO showed up, I was very surprised that I would find this much satisfaction in the role, that I would be able to see how my work in this space can make a difference in a student's community and how they can go back to their home and make some changes. And so my upbringing is very different from the demographic that I experienced, but coming from some broken home situations where my parents were divorced from a really young age and navigating the different realms of my identity as a believer, as an African-American, as a man in America, like coming together with all of those things and bringing that to the foot of the cross, I think that allowed me to kind of clear my vision of who I was. And now that I have a much more solid foundation of who I am in Christ, I'm now able to speak into another student's life and circumstance and say, this is a challenge and it's real and it's valid, but it's not the end. This is simply a hurdle or another step in the process to get to where you want to go, or where God is leading you. So I think the Lord has given me plenty of opportunities to and examples that I get to share with students on overcoming some challenges, even if they're not the exact same.
One of the dynamic distinctives of HBU is our dynamic diversity. It's truly remarkable. Can you just remind everyone how uniquely diverse we are and yet how united we are?
I think that's one of the greatest blessings we have at this institution is that we are so diverse. We are officially now an Hispanic-serving institution, and that means a large majority of our population are students who come from Hispanic populations. And what a privilege that is we see like statistics show that the Hispanic population is the fastest growing population here in America. And so we get to serve not just Hispanics, but also students from all walks of life, all different nationalities and ethnicities, our international student population, all of that coming together in this beautiful city. If I can flash back to my freshman year at HBU, Louis Giglio came and spoke right before the Passion Conference. And he described HBU as a bubble within the city of Houston, where there is this spiritual God biblical foundation where students of all nations and tongues can gather and learn and get an education from professors who know the faith and follow Christ. And then he mentioned that there's even a deeper bubble within that. And those are the student leaders, faculty, and staff who are passionate about the gospel. And so I always looked at HBU as one of those places that no matter who is on this campus, we have the opportunity to walk alongside them, understand their culture and how that affects their education, how that affects their goals, and even more, most importantly, how that affects their interpretation and understanding of the gospel. And so what a privilege we get to have at a campus that can steward that diversity well. So I think that's probably my favorite thing about HBU is I have yet to see a school be so diverse and biblical at the same time without losing its values of who we are.
Indeed. I well said, Garrett. You know, when you look at HBU, it is a mirror of Fort Bend County, which a lot of people are not aware that there's more language, different languages spoken in Fort Bend County than in Manhattan, New York. The reality, Harris County, Fort Bend County, whatever county that services the greater Houston area, incredible diversity and yet a beautiful harmony. I think that was illustrated so clearly during Hurricane Harvey when you just saw this outpouring. Let's go back. Now, when you say underrepresented communities, can you define who those people are, those students, parents? And what is your approach in helping them overcome what would be the top four or five challenges they face?
I love this. So I would have to go align with the Department of Education's definition with underrepresented. And that's the demographic and the vernacular that is used when like writing the grants for our type of programs. TRIO is federally funded by the Department of Education. And so they define underrepresented as students who statistically would have a more challenging time completing their undergraduate bachelor's degree in college. And they say the biggest criteria to identify underrepresented students are those who are first generation, where their immediate parents, biological parents, did not complete their bachelor's degree. A big misconception is students whose parents completed an associate's degree, those students are still considered first generation college students. Or if you have an older sibling who completed a bachelor's degree, you are still considered a first-generation college student. And then if you demonstrate financial need, which is defined by the Department of Education, like on how many people live within your household and what your standard income is for that year. And then lastly, students who have a documented disability or accommodations on a university campus. These students tend to face challenges such as all of these demographics face similar challenges of learning how to advocate for themselves in higher education situations, learning how to develop networking opportunities and navigating higher education administration such as FAFSA, financial aid, registering for classes, filing paperwork if you need a hold removed or need to add an extra class or an independent study. So I think the largest challenge is just not knowing what resources are available for you when you walk onto a college campus. And that's one thing that HBU, I say, like we do really well is every student, every freshman gets a first year success coach, but not every student in their first year has had the same privilege that I might have had with having a parent who's completed a bachelor's degree and right. knows the process. So those challenges look different for every student. And I think that's part of what our role is assessing those different needs and meeting them where they are. We have students who are high achieving and don't need a lot of support or encouragement to advocate well for themselves, but maybe they struggle with knowing exactly what they want to do after they graduate. And then we'll have another student who the situation is completely reversed. They know exactly what they want to do after they graduate, but getting to that point just seems a little bit harder for them than other students. So I love that case-by-case personalized experience we get to offer our students here in the TRIO program.
Now, give us some examples. I mean, if you thought of, I know there's so many you could talk about, young men and women, but two or three stories that you just feel like God was using you to connect and it made a difference and you get a setback and see the joy of forward movement.
Absolutely. I think of two students immediately came to mind. One is a graduated student. He is now an alumni. And I had such a privilege to get to connect with him after he graduated. And so I worked with him his senior year. In fact, it was his last semester in the program. And when he came to me, his goal was to go to medical school. And when we looked at his GPA, the grade point average wasn't quite where the standard would be for medical school. And so we sat down and we really looked at all of his options, what he wanted to do, what he could do, and what might be the most challenging aspects of that journey. And what I love about that relationship that we had is that it was very personal. He could come into my office at any time and talk through the challenges he was having in class or outside of class. When his car flooded and he lost a laptop, we were able to meet that need by renting out a Surface Pro for him so he could keep up with his classwork. And he graduated and sure enough, did not go to medical school, but is now working with case management for students who have special needs. So he works with students who have autism and assists them with different resources that they have access to in their public schools. And so he is now in a completely different field than what he expected when working with me. And I even got to ask him, I was like, so do you regret not going to med school? And he's like, no, man. It's like, I love what I'm doing. I love the opportunities that I have that'll open up for me down the line. And I never would have thought that possible had we had not least considered some alternatives. We never want to discourage the student's dream, but when they get to see something better falls into their lap or opens up for them, we always like to celebrate that. Another student I would share has not yet graduated. And, you know, we have students like this in and outside of the TRIO program, and this student struggles often with navigating the challenges that show up every semester. every semester there's something new that seems to throw him off course, whether it's losing a family member, losing another family member specifically to COVID, or making decisions that at the time seemed like the right move and then turned out not to pan out the way that he expected to. And through it all, he has continued to meet with me regularly to hash out the emotional, mental, and physical challenges that he's facing. And what I see there is the resilience. He's not graduating in within that 4 year that we like to hope and pray for all of our students. But this is one of those students that's not going to give up. And every time I get to work with one of those students, I get excited because that means it doesn't matter how long the journey takes, that one day, even if they don't finish here at HBU, I'm going to know that this student's going to graduate one day and he's going to be successful. And he's going to look at all of the challenges he's had to this moment and say, it was worth it. And for me to just be a part of that for 2 to 4 years is fantastic to me. And so he's actually a student who, you know, starting next semester, we're going to meet every week and work out a schedule and get things on track. And when that, who knows what falls into his lap to just to distract him or to deter him from his vision, we'll handle it together. And I want that to be something he knows, is that he doesn't have to experience those things alone. So I think those are my first two. And there, again, like you said, there are so many stories, students who've gone off to med school, students who are graduating and immediately giving back to their communities, students who are here with 4.0 GPAs and have plans to just shake and rattle the foundation of their communities in this nation in such a positive way. I'm just like, whoa, praise the Lord. For this brief moment, we get to see what his plan is for the student and see just a small unfold of that and hopefully plant a seed, be a light, or water the soil just a little bit there.
That's so awesome. Garrett, your excitement is contagious, and I'm so proud of you, and I know so many others are. When you think about a current parent or a current student, prospective parent, prospective student, looking at HBU, asking, how do we connect with this trio group? I mean, wow, this can make the decided difference in our family and our son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter. Tell us how they connect. How do they learn more about the services available through TRIO Success Services at HBU?
Oh, for sure. And we always want to be available whenever a parent has questions or a student has questions, even if someone's not in college yet, but they're getting ready to, contact us as soon as you have a question, because you think I'm contagious. You should meet our director. And yeah, absolutely. Christina is fantastic. And so the best way to connect with us is, one, of course, giving our office a call. You can find our contact information on the website. You can email us directly at trio@hbu.edu. That's T-R-I-O in this corner over here, at hbu.edu. Also, if you go to the HBU website and you can literally just search the word TRIO in the search bar, and you'll come to our main page. Not only have we shifted our application to be electronic, so you can complete it on the computer, but you can also see bios of all of our staff, our breakdown, and see more information of what we offer. And so again, our mission is to empower students holistically. So it's not just academic help we're gonna provide students, but critical thinking, cultural opportunities, academic and professional workshops. We do so much. All we're waiting for is the student to come into the office or come onto campus.
You know how important what you all are doing is. In this recent holiday, my grandson was here, and he's in his first year, freshman year at the university that he's attending. And you know, his GPA is struggling. He's obviously involved in athletics, and he would need something just like this. And so you've got parents back at home kind of worrying, how's he going to navigate with X thousand students? And I look at TRIO and I think, wow, Everybody needs to know about it. Everybody needs to be aware that they will never be quote unquote alone at HBU facing a challenge by themselves. If you would just share the various team members that comprise TRIO at Houston Baptist University.
Yeah, of course. We have an amazing team. We're led by Christina Nader, the director of the TRIO program. She's been here since the beginning of our program here at HBU, and I'm going to brag on her so much because she truly sets the tone for what our program is about, who we are here to serve, and how we can serve well. And we also have our administrative technician, Jacqueline Mendez, and then our success coaches are myself and my coworker, partner in crime, Stephanie Perea. Now, here's the fun thing about our team dynamic. Three out of the four of our members of our program are TRIO alumni. That means Christina, Jacqueline, and Stephanie were all part of a TRIO program at some point in time in their education. And now three out of the four team members of this program are also HBU alumni.
Wow.
Jacqueline, myself, and Stephanie all graduated from Houston Baptist University.
That's
and
amazing.
So we not only do we know the campus, the culture, but we also know the TRIO, the culture of TRIO and how it really makes a difference. And so we just have a really dynamic team. We balance each other well, and we love when students just pop into our offices and just share with us what their life is all about. From our director all the way down to the success coaches and the administrative technicians, we're so passionate about serving our students with their needs.
Super. I mean, wow, what a story. And in spite of the pandemic, there's obviously digital virtual ways to connect, I'm sure. Can you just explain how that you guys have innovated even in the midst of the recent challenges?
Another one, we can't boast too much on that because the Lord has blessed us so much. What I can brag on is the preparedness of our director with all of that. Even before any lockdowns happened, we had a discussion about what our plan would be and how we would navigate that. And so when an official lockdown happened and we were all working remotely, we were not slowed down at all by this pandemic. We already had contact information on all of our students. We already had access to all of our resources that were here on campus, and we live close enough by that if a student needed to meet us to check out an item to work on summer classes, we were ready for that. We shifted all of our workshops and cultural events to virtual settings. We were planning a graduate school tour to be in Chicago. Well, as soon as the pandemic hit, we recontacted all of those schools and we set up virtual appointments and we hosted that graduate school tour virtually. And our students didn't miss a beat. And so that has continued into the fall and it's even continuing into the spring semester. We don't want our students to miss out on the resources that we have. So we had to do some critical thinking while we were planning and then just implement them and allow the students to get engaged and get involved.
Yeah, it's so, what a fantastic, just way to go as a team. And, you know, Garrett, we really want you and all of your colleagues to know how important you are at HBU to the lives of so many people. When I think about the privilege we have to mentor men and women and to encourage them in kind of critical moments and then help a lot of students who they're going to make it, but they can make it much higher. They just need a little bit of inspiration to see their dynamic potential. You get to do that and your colleagues get to do that. And it's making a big difference. So give the website again for anyone who needs more information or, hey, I want to connect. I want to find a TRIO success coach or learn more information.
Yeah, absolutely. That email you can contact us at is trio@hbu.edu, Or you can go to the website, and that's hbu.edu, and then /trio.
Super. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us on Think About It today at HBU.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We are really, really grateful to you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.